Okay, the nekuda I'm going to speak today is actually, it's not a simple nekuda, it's quite a hard nekuda. And in limited time of 20 minutes, it's mamish almost impossible to say it. But anyways, this is what I pashut was occupied recently. So this is the inyan which I'm going to discuss. And the nekuda is that this is happens to be also a sensitive issue, which I usually don't like to bring up. But it's pashut something I had heard a shiur from someone, he discussed it. And I want to discuss it from a different angle. So this is what I have, so this is what we'll discuss. Now the shaila is, this was a shiur I heard from a younger man, but Ken Gutlernen. And he brought out, he discussed the union from another study. His nekuda was, see if it's shy to say there's a gather of a yikoif, the gather of a yikoif in the rain or Eibzig, if there was a gather of a yikoif. What is the shaila of a gather of a yikoif? Because Yikif Bepashas means force. So the way he presented the Shaila was, Lachedi says, is the Kaim Lishaila, beim Rebben, is given his door, unlimited influence on Yidden, Vachulu, Vachulu, Vachulu. Of to say, Inyam from Vayikif, Lachedi, force, Mamish force, Lachedi, Lachedi, Lav Dafke. This was the Shaila, and he discussed together with Yikif from many Stodim. The Nekuda which I want to bring that out is, the Chlala, the ganze Shaila geht on nicht rein. The Chlala nicht geht mit Shaila. And why is this so important? Well, this is the Chlala, the whole message of the Rebbe, we have to understand correctly. If you understand it correctly, the message of the Rebbe, the ganze Shaila here doesn't have a place like Chetchila. But, so, let's start in a very general sense, without explaining too much, and we'll go into it soon. But Yikif Bechlal is shayach when you have a metzias, a group of people, in whatever form or matter, you have a group of people, and you're questioning whether this person can enforce his principles on these people. Can he really implement his vayikif on these people? But when you don't have a group of people, and the whole group of people is formed by this person, the get of a yikiv kum don nishtarayim b'chlal b'get a shayla. Because the whole existence of them as a metzias, as a group, is just by this, is created by this person. So there is no shayla of a yikiv. This is a very, we'll leave it blank without explaining. But now let's go more into the, we'll go more into the Rambam and try and understand what we're saying over here. Now the first thing is, when we're going to speak about this nekuda, let us just for the sake of conversation, for argument's sake, on the sharing indoor, on the kenyan nishteren, etc., etc. Let's put it very clearly. We're not talking here about Melech HaMashiach. Let us assume we're not even talking about Melech HaMashiach. Bechlal, we're just talking Melech HaMashiach. We're talking about something with Shtetchen and Sforim, which everyone knows, the Rebbe brings it down. As in every generation, there's a tzaddik. When it's going to come a fitting time, he's going to be Megaleh himself. So we are going to announce this. Our whole discussion now is all about this tzaddik. Meret Nishvege Mashiach. We're talking about this tzaddik, who, when it will come the suitable time, he will be the Melech HaMashiach. He's now currently this tzaddik, let's say. Now, this tzaddik, what did he, in our generation, what did he tell us? He told us that he has done everything he can, and now he's giving it over to us. This is what this tzaddik told us. Now, based on this thing, this tzaddik has told us that he has given everything over to us, we're going to go now and learn the Rambam. He says, the Rambam, which everyone knows, Yamit Melech, etc., etc. We're going to learn the Rambam, but just in a new light, in the fact that this tzaddik, Roi Legolis, had told us he's done everything and he's given it over to us. And we're going to learn the Rambam based on this. Now, Lagdom is, in the Rambam himself, is very clear. He says, Hazoi, it's very posh. Melech HaMashiach, what is in Yoni for Melech HaMashiach is very posh. In Yoni for Melech HaMashiach is to affect Bnei Yisrael. And everything Melech HaMashiach is going to do till the very end, is going to be Reish Sakol on his impact on Bnei Yisrael. He's going to affect Bnei Yisrael to observe Torah Mitzvahs. Through them, he's going to do everything he's going to do till they bring the Binyan Beis HaMikdash for Kibbutz Nidach Yisrael. Now, so it's all the effect of Melech HaMashiach on Bnei Yisrael. Nevertheless, it's very, very, very clear in the Rambam. The Rambam attributes everything to Melech HaMashiach. In other words, in the Rambam, it's called Hilchas Melech HaMashiach, Hilchus Melech HaMashiach, whatever, Hilchus Melech HaMashiach, it's in Moshe HaMashiach, and the whole, all the halachos of the Rambam is all about Melech HaMashiach. The Rambam doesn't at any point give any individual importance to Bnei Yisrael at all, even though everything Mashiach is going to do is obviously going to be through Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't give any individual importance to Bnei Yisrael at all. And it's all accredited to Melech HaMashiach. Why? It's very poshut, because the only way this is going to be accomplished is going to be through the individual koichus which Melech HaMashiach is going to have. And he is going to lead and guide Bnei Yisrael, give them the empowerment that everything should be fulfilled. Therefore, it's all attributed only to Melech HaMashiach, without any discussion about Bnei Yisrael. Nevertheless, let us just remember the Rambam, just poshut is a bit narish geret, but just to make it clear, the Rambam in the same halachas doesn't attribute anything to the Eibishter. He says everything Melech HaMashiach. Why? It's a poshut zach. Everything Melech HaMashiach is going to do, is going to be the koyach of the Eibishter. The same thing is very obvious, even though the Rambam discusses only about Melech HaMashiach, without emphasizing any importance on the individual share of Bnei Yisrael in this whole process, it's obvious that everything the Melech HaMashiach is going to do is going to be from the Bechira and the choice and will of Yidden, that they're going to want to cooperate with Melech HaMashiach. But the only reason who's going to get Bnei Yisrael to cooperate is going to be Melech HaMashiach. But it's obviously that everything's going to be with the involvement of Bnei Yisrael. Because why? Because it's a Yisod in Kim, Atera, Mitzvah, Bechlal. And the Rambam explains, and you say to Atera, Ad Ikke Godla, Midafom, Dibchir, for Bnei Yisrael. So it's obvious everything goes with the participation of Bnei Yisrael. But, so therefore, Benigel and Yenenu, in Yibenu Eilu, when the Tzadik HaRoy LeGolos, again, we're talking about a tzaddik, Roy Legolas, has said that I have done everything and I've given it over to you. So we must know, when we go back to the Rambam, we're going to have to look at the Rambam mitapisla under a cook. What are we going to have to see? The Rambam is actually telling us there's two partners here. The Tzvei Shutim and his Melech HaMashiach, and the Tzvei Shutim is Klal Yisrael, and Melech HaMashiach through his effect on Klal Yisrael, and the Shituf HaPula from Bechirosam is Ikel God Bekim Ateira Mitzvahs. The Shituf HaPula of Nei's role with Melech HaMashiach. Through that, Melech HaMashiach will accomplish everything he's going to do. So we now, because the Tzadik HaRoy Golos has told us, we're now in a situation when he has done everything. And it's only missing that we have to do. He's giving it over to us. It's missing our share. So we're going to focus on this Nekudah, which the Rambam assumes is poshut and doesn't have to tell us our share in the process. Now, let's go back a bit. Let's go back a bit to the Inyan, where we said that the Tzadik HaRoy LeGolos in every generation, which the Yisod of this thing is coming, as everyone knows, comes from Bat Nura, Chassam Sefer. The Rebbe brings it in the Sichas, and you have also the Steichemet about this. That what is the Nekuda of, what does the Bat Nura say and the Chassam Sefer say? They say, when it comes the right time, this Tzadik is going to be Megala himself. So now, how do we always understand this Inyan of this Tzadik being Megala himself? Is there a poshet? The moment Hashem is going to tell him to be Megalim himself, that is when he's going to be Megalim himself. This is how the Chayri, we would always understand these words about Tanura and the Chassam Sefer. But based on the same Ahalach that the Rebbe has told us, that he has done everything and it's based, and we have, and now giving it over to us, we are going to also understand the statement about Nura and Chassam Sefer also with a new look. What is going to be the new look? It says in the Gemara, the moment we will listen to the Eibishter Yemol, that Mashiach is going to be Megalim himself. So now we're going to understand that Sam Sefer about Nura. What did it say about Sam Sefer about Nura? There is a Tzadik HaRoy LeGolos. The moment we will listen to him, he will be Megalim himself. Very positive. This is the way we're looking at it based on what the Rebbe told us. We're now getting a new perspective on everything which is written in the Rambam and also in the Bat Nura and Sam Sefer. That, of course. Now, based on this, let us Rambam. So we are not good. Here. We won't have time, Pashat Nishan Meglech, to go into the inyan v'yikif individually. We'll go into the inyan for v'yikif as a v'yikif and v'yilchem as a mahalach klali. We're going to go through all the simonim of the Rambam, based on, and we'll go mahalach klali in the Rambam. Maybe another time we can get to individual go b'protis in the get of v'yikif. Let me verstehen. But why the Rambam, the original Hanocha that's been taught, the Melech Mashiach has to use Kfir. The same thing is not only kfiya v'yikiv kol Yisrael. The same thing goes on the umas oilem. He's going to go with the mechame. He's going to. It's all the gedip from kfiya and hechrach. Why did Mashiach have to demonstrate this koyach of kfiya and hechrach in order to get his message out? So the nekuda zeir poshet. As there's three things. There's a Torah, which the Ebrister gave to Yidden, and there's a Welt. And the Welt is menaged to the Torah, opposed to the Torah, doesn't refuse to accept the Torah, to identify with the Torah. Melech HaMashiach is the one who's going to bring out the Matara of the Matan Torah from the very beginning, the Matara of the Nesinus HaTorah, the Klal Yisrael, is going to be fulfilled through Melech HaMashiach. So the way he has to do it, the only way that this can be done, it has to be done by derech kfiya. This has to be done by derech kfiya, not only on the goyim, but also on the yidden who, but derech klal, get influenced by the matzah of the world, and not in the mind of Melech HaMashiach, which Melech HaMashiach, the matzah of the world is punkt. He sees everything in the matzah of the world exactly from the perspective of the Torah, nicht, but Klal Yisrael don't have this ability to see this. So therefore, in order for Melech HaMashiach, in order to impress the principles of the Torah, number one, he has to go and force Klal Yisrael. He has to have this ability, let's say, let's put it better said, he has to have the ability to force Klal Yisrael. Number two, once he will then get, he'll rally all Klal Yisrael to go along with him, etc., etc. He's supposed to go along with him, Bekima Torah, Mitzvah V'chulu. Then he's going to take Klal Yisrael, and he's going to go with the Muhammad Neged HaUmis. It's all in a getter from Kfiyah. And this is the reason why only Melech HaMashiach can be Melech HaMashiach, because this koyach of being able to enforce the principles of the Torah in the world, which the world is neged HaTorah, this is a koyach which David the Melech had. David the Melech, let's just put it, just go into the Rambam a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah from the Eibishter. That's the Maile from the Voi. He brought down the Torah. The Ika Maile from Moshe Rabbeinu is the Voi. He brought down the Torah from the Eibishter. To Oisfir in the Torah, to manage to overcome the world, does it the union with David the Melech was the first one to do it? Bismanei. And Melech HaMashiach, who is Mezer David, the Abish promised David the Melech, this koyach to oisfir and Torah mitzvah, haste and under the verta, to be a tzaddik godel, who can do tshuva ilog, to dike b'chulu b'chulu, but to oisfir in the welt, as oisfir in yid by yid, and oisfir in the welt, and middle tako, fold in the Abish, this is a koyach meyuchu which David had, and the Abish promised that this koyach is going to remain in his family, therefore Mashiach, Mezer David, he's going to have this ability to oisfir in this kvonek, he's going to have this power of kfir. Okay, this is the get of Kfiya and this is the get of Muhammad. Based on this, let us now continue to the Hemshech Divrei Rambam, where the Rambam goes on further. He says afterwards, after the Muhammad, you have Nitzok on the Muhammad, then you have Bina Beis Hamikdash, then you have Kibbutz Nidach Yisrael, and then let's just get it straight here. Remember, we have here Beis Hamikdash, we have here Kibbutz Nidach Yisrael. At this point, we have now Shleimus Kima Torah Mitzvahs, and we can very well understand that once we have Shleimus Kima Torah Mitzvahs, so what we have Rekeset Aleichem Nesati Kishmeichem Beitom, we have all the fulfillment of all the Haftachas HaTorah, and the wealth and the Archove Gashmis, which is going to be there Beyidin, Schar. Tzchar mitzvah kipshute, like it's written in Pshute Shlom Mikra, is going to be like a mei shleim and even more, because you're going to have shleim eskimatei and mitzvahs by Yidin. What happens after we have this thing of binyan beis hamikdash and we have the kibbutz nidach Yisrael shleim eskimatei and mitzvahs? What comes after that? Then the Rambam tells us heitzachon anayazach. What's heitzachon? Then it starts the effect of Melech HaMashiach on Umas Olam. This is the second Eilim Amalchus Shin Dalet Yud, and etc. We get all the Umas to go along with the Sheva Mitzvah. They shouldn't have Muhammad. And then from that we'll get to the final stage. Man will be no Muhammad. The Das is Hashem. When does the effect of Melech HaMashiach start on Umas Eilim? It starts after he has brought, after he defeated the Goyim and Muhammad. The Goyim are there against the Yidden. And he defeated them in Muhammad. And the Yidden have his Menucha in Eretz Yisrael, Shleimus HaMenucha, and they have a Matzav Ashiras, Allah Brochus Hashem Begoli. Then he starts his Hashpah on Umas Olam. Why is the Mashiach's Hashpah on Umas Olam after they have Shleimus Kima Teira Mitzvah Yidden? It's very poshut. Because the world is the same Anocha which we said before. The wealth, the welt mitzad inyone, mitzad inyone, mitzad inyone, is against Teir, against Teir mitzvahs. The halach is Esav Seinu Leyakev. They hate the Yid. They hate the Yid. Poshet. Mitzad the Yid is a Eidel Metzias. A Yid had the brach of the Eibishter. So a Goy cannot take a Yid. Therefore, how can you have the pull of Melech HaMashiach on a Goy in an Amala Eib? The Mala Eifen, a Goy does not want to hear what a Yid has to say. The Seder Rambam, Goy Vilnish Tenet, this was the Seder of Ali Yorn. There was always a Gitzim in a cloud. But the Seder Velt is a Goy doesn't want to hear what a Yid has to say. But Melech HaMashiach is going to be able to affect the Goyim. It's going to be after Bekoyach, his Uisfir and Dain Kavona. He's going to defeat them. And they're going to see us Tutuch by Yidin Hatzis Dor, the Poshet Brocha Bligvul. At that point, the Goy is going to work, prepare to work along while Mizeta, but what speaks to a Goy and the Veta? Gashmis Mizeta, the Mashiach at Ufgevizen in Welt, as Teirem Mitzes, Fir, Tois in Welt, by Yidin Baruch Hashem, Gate the Bracha on Agbolas, Yemel, the Goy is going to be prepared to go along. This is the Mahalach of the Rambam, and therefore what it is, it's based on this, that the world is against Teirem, it's against Yidden, it's all B'derech Kfiyah, and when does Mashiach have the ability to win over the Goyim? That's always after you have the Shleimus of Kima Teirem, it's by Yidden, the Shleimus Chagashmi, v'cholo, v'cholo. Now, it's done the Hadron of the Rambam, Toshin and Aleph. Here the Rebbe comes to Rishim at the Nine Akuda. The Rebbe explains, you should know, this is Aleph Eisen, you know, the Rebbe has this thing of two Tkufas here, Mashiach Mashiach, Eisen, the second Tkufa, Lechera, which is not mentioned in the Rambam at all. So, here the Rebbe tells us, this is like, what's going to be in the second Tkufa? In Hadron, on the Hadron of Toshin and Aleph, the Rebbe explains, the second Tkufa, the Goy Mirzoynei HaToiv is going to go, want to go along with the inyanim of Torah, with knowing the Eibishter, with the Shavuot Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the Chiddush of the second Kuf is going to be that his Goy himself is going to want to go along. In other words, in the first Kuf, Al Piteva Inyanim, the fact that Melech HaMashiach is going to affect and influence the Goyim. Once the gate Zion, the Goyim are going to work along with Zion, but Yisrael Yomim. The way it is in the first Kuf, it's all because the Goy had seen the effect of Torah Mitzvahs on the Yidden. So therefore, he's going to allow himself to be follow along the Yid because he see Begashmis, the value of Teira Mitzvah, the value of the Mahalach of Teira. The Goy from his own will should take be interested. This belongs to the second Kufa. It's Kufa Nisis Alpiteva Hotnisin has no sense. A Goy should want to go along with the Yid, etc., from his own will. Makes no sense, Alpiteva. This belongs to the second Kufa. In that Hadron, the Rebbe said that the second Kuf is also included, implied in the last law of the Rambam, Beis HaYomim. Of a Pashas Mahalach and Rambam, we will learn the Rambam always. The Kufa Aleph, there's no such a thing as a Goy should want to go from his own will to go along with the Yid. Okay, this is the Pshat, this is Pashas Pshat and Rambam. Now, let us go now back to our thing, to what we mentioned before, the Batas Nur in every door. There's a Tzadik HaRoi LeGolus. Now, what's it? This Tzadik HaRoi LeGolus has had its verstandig from the Steichemet, etc. What is the inyon from this Tzadik? This Tzadik is Evel Uftom by Yidden, and Yidden shall take keep it tailored mitzvahs, v'chulu v'chulu, and it'll too come to the Gula. This is what the Avedah of this Tzadik is, and this is what the Tzadik have done through all the data. What is the inyon? So you have the Sikh, and the Kut Sikh, the Chavter, Shabbos Chazon, which is where the Rebbe speaks about all the kids, and the Sikh, which everyone knows for sure. There the Rebbe explains, well, what are the inyon from the Gila HaKitzim? Is it Hagila Ketz is that the Rebbe, there is a hamshocha of a mindset, a gvisa his eridus, was belying to Zman HaGula. On this tzaddik, a gvisa matzv in ki material mitzvahs, a besser matzv, a hechre matzv. This tzaddik brings this matzv, was belying to Zman HaGula, he brings it into Zman HaGolus. And he tells Yidden, Yisvisa, at this certain time of time, if you will on the halton by this matzv, that's the hob in the gula. So the inyan of a ket is being mamchicha inyan from gula in Zman HaGolus. And this is the inyan from a ket. Now then we have even more than that. We have the inyan from gila v'teiras Kabbalah, and then more than that we have the gila v'teiras Chassidus. What's the gila v'teiras Chassidus? Teiras Chassidus is, as we all know, is me'ein toros shel Mashiach. So here we're ready to talk about a certain akuda that what with bringing in Zmana Golas Me'ein in Yonim from Yemaisa Mashiach. Me'ein Teros Asho Yemaisa Mashiach. This was Aliyot. Now we have in B'day Reino Zeh, whenever you want to start this door from, let's go into the, whatever you want to say, we have a Naya Matthias. And this Matthias is what the Rebbe discusses a very lot, especially in the Sikhs of Aleph and Beis. And what is this Matthias? We have here a Matthias that a Yid can keep Torah mitzvahs without any objection from the Goy. He has no restrictions. The Goy is not there restricting him. Not only that, the Goy is the Losh of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe uses the Sikhs. The Goy is going to be Masiyah to a Yid. Not only the Goy is going to be Masiyah to the Yid, but we can even affect the Goy to do Shavu Mitzvahs in the Noach, something which exists today. Now, according to the Rambam, all these in Yonim, which we just now mentioned, Kabbalah, the Gila of Chassid, the Gila of etc., go back however far you want to go, belong to Zman HaGula. Novos, this Sadiq HaRoyle Golos, where Meshach HaDoros was bringing in Yonim inspiration and Koiches from Gula in Zman HaGolos, that the Rebbe explains in Chelik of Tesla. So now, though this matter where we come today, that not only we have Me'en Teros HaShem Mashiach, we have a matter at a Goy, will Allah be Masai Yeah Yidin Kima Tera Mitzvah, and we can also affect the Goyim Shabbat Mitzvah in Noach. In the feed Tira Rambam, the feed Seyda Harambam, Halacham Rambam, there is no result to such a thing. Why? Because the feed Halacham Rambam, the only way a Goy would allow himself to be influenced by it is when he sees possibly there's going to be a Gashmistic reason, a Tivistic reason that he should want to be influenced. So, what are the Tivistic reason? When he sees that the Yid hot brothers ad bleed died from the Mevishtun, that in Shlemus Kimatera Mitzvah Zmana Gula, in Zmana Golos, when the Yid Mefeirish is unter the Goy, his Tachat Shibetus Umas, there the Goy should want to cooperate. This, you cannot say this is coming from the pull of the Yid, because the way it works, according to Seyda Teva, according to Seyda Rambam, the only way the Goy, a Yid can have a pull of on the Goy is Begashmis, when he has a superior state, the status of the Yid, the mind of the Yid, Begashmis, is a Sach Hechef from the Goy. In a matzah from Tatat Shibet Umas, a Yid should be able to affect the Goy. This shows that it's not coming from the fact only of the Yid. It's going shows it's a shinui gevor b'am goy. What's the shinui gevor b'am goy? This is what the Rebbe explains to us about the second kuf of Yemei Mashiach. You have whatever you however you want to you want to use the terminology for this. This me'ein medugma. It doesn't make a difference. The nekuda saying is this is the most profound union of, let's say, Gila Ketz, where we said that Gila Ketz is an inspiration for Mesa Mashiach in Zman Golos. Here we have inspiration and a kuda was belonging to Tkufa Hashnia, the Hanhogan Nisis, for Mesa Mashiach. The Goy from inside himself is going along with the Yid. Because he cannot say, because he say the Rambam, he cannot say it's effect of the Yid. Because the Yid doesn't have the status to be able to affect the Goy when we're in Golos. Now, it doesn't stop by that. The Nakudi is, you can't even say it's coming from the second. And this is also the Mahalach of the Rebbe. Why can't you say it's coming from the second Kufa? Because the way the Mahalach works, the way the Mahalach of the second Kufa, what the Rebbe brings out in the Sikhas and Chelik Chavzayim, the second Kufa comes after you have the Shleimus of the fact of Yidden ongoing for the whole first Kufa. That Goyim are going fully along with Yidden through the influence of a Yid. Yemel, you have the development of the second group of the Hanogan Nisis, that the Goy should go along from on his own. But here, where we don't have the first Kufa, we don't have the beginning of the first Kufa, and we don't have the status that we are superior to the Goy Bechlam. Here, the Goy should want to go along. It doesn't belong to the first Kufa, it doesn't belong to the second Kufa. This is, in the Rebbe's words, is what the Rebbe keeps on repeating. Sudan Eibishta, Aleph Alufi Shalaylam. He's above Golos. He's above Gula. And we have the ability today to bring this Aleph, which is above Golos and above Gula. Aleph Dorim from Gula, it's above everything. We can bring him into Gola. That this man, this effect that we can have influence on the Goy today is, in the simple words, in the Oysis or Gilas, is Koyachat Mishibura Hopkim. Now, just to clarify, what do they mean when we say this Inyan of Koyachat Mishibura? Just to clarify what it means. Now, the word atzum is something, but mevasir, heintige Zeiten, we throw it around very easily. Because right, the Rebbe, every situation, the Rebbe is always throwing in atzmus. Now, l'cheira, when you say atzmus, okay, what does it mean to me? As long as you have a certain description, or this get a bligwul, okay, has some meaning. When you say atzmus, the nukuda, why you're saying atzmus is to say, it's a bavani description. So what does it mean to me? We've lost all contact here. Atzmus, 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 anything you're going to answer, atzmus, atzmus. The nukuda is, it's very much different than that. Just to put it into context, the Agdor of Atzmus has one meaning to it. What does it mean? That you have Ali Giluyim, and all these Giluyim are there going along with the Teva Metzias Olam. And me, as a person, when I having all these Giluyim, should I have the ability to ignore these Giluyim, even though my life is all built around these Giluyim, and I hold my whole mindset is built around these Giluyim. I'm aware of these Giluyim, and I'm learning about it in the Teres Achsides, and I'm learning about it in the Rebbe Sichas. And nevertheless, I should assume the Pashtus, this Giluyim is Nishto, it's Oilim Kimen Hagenoik, that is the Hagdora of Gilui Atzmus. B'meila, coming back now to us. Let us go back to the original discussion that here we have a situation that the Tzaddik Roy Legolas has said, I've done everything and I'm giving it over to you. So now, let's say for argument's sake, what does it mean? In other words, like we explained before, that he has brought every inyan of Gula, the Tzaddik Mechol Odeiros, Ad Reinu Zeh, the Tzaddik Roy Legolas has brought in every Nekuda of Gula, have brought tilt kemayim in yom chasim, and the aleph, which is beyond that, the Eibush alone, has brought it into the Golos. Nevertheless, he says, he has done his full share. But in the Rambam, it says there's two partners involved, which the other partner should be assumed. But here, the Tzaddik is telling us, this other partner should be assumed. There is not the full cooperation. And therefore, the only thing which is now possible is for we to realize that we have to start doing our share to go along with the Tzaddik. So let's say for argument's sake that you don't have any simon. There's only a Tzaddik Roy Legolas. Not one simon has been fulfilled. Let's say for argument's sake. No Yamed Melech, nothing. But the Nekudi is that the Tzaddik has done everything. And the only thing is to the Chelik of our Chelik to realize that he has done it and to bring it with Mice with Pearl. So therefore, when you have a Shaila, if you have kfiyah or not, come to recognize what the tzaddik has done and bring it down in your aveda, you'll have every nekuda that the Rebbe says b'regel herefayin. In that recognition, you'll have every nekuda of this tzaddik til kamayin on yom hachasim b'keherefayin. You'll have everything mekuyim. This is more or less the Nukuda. I hope it's understood. But now in the Gedo of the Yikif itself, how did it actually translate itself in the Yikif? That can be brought out very well because it's in the, it's Mefedish there, b'cherem, my understanding. The Rebbe Sichas, which I guess bring to your attention one Sichas, the Sichas of Yer of Kfiyah and Evelim B'Shovrim by Avraham Avinu, etc. But I guess we can't do it today. Okay, b'seder, so that is it, and a great Yashakoyach for having me, and Tzlacha Rabbah. Wish to see you again.